WW1 SGT.
I believe it was WW1 FGT. This is K04 HKX.
K04 HJX, I believe it was. Yes, sir. WW1 SGT, your double whiskey first sergeant for the afternoon. How you doing, sir?
It's Patrick on this end. Hope you're out having a good day.
Sir, got about 6 minutes before I flip the ribeyes and the ribs on the grill. Just had me a Bloody Mary, kicking back, hoping the rain holds out. How about yourself? What are you up to?
Just got home, and I'm waiting on the wife to get here, and then we'll see what we're going to do for supper, but probably not going to be grilling out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And Jason, sorry to interrupt here, but I just heard your call as I walked back in the office here. My goodness, how are you? I didn't know you were up this way.
Very good. And Patrick, sorry I didn't get my name there. Name here is Jason. Glad to meet you, make your acquaintance there. And Shane, oh my goodness. Yeah, you've been a topic of conversation here. We wonder what in the world happened to you. You just kind of fell off the map there. Guess you had a change of position there at work and whatever, but definitely missed you, man. How's everything been going? I'm up here in Fairplay, South Carolina, just kind of hanging out with a XXYL.
I thought we're headed that way, but I didn't realize you're up for a little while. Patrick, this is one of my good friends from down in Georgia I used to talk to at nighttime when I was going down there. Another one. There's a lot of good people down there, Patrick. We're trying to get them to work their way up here. Put some activity on this repeater. But, yeah, I'm doing good, Jason. And real quick, yeah, I changed routes. And then also, as of August 31st, I'm now retired from the company. So I'm not even doing that anymore at all. So anyway, just kind of hanging out. And I hope you're doing well. Let me turn it back to you, and then you turn it back to Patrick.
You're good. Joining a crowd of people that are enjoying 7 Saturdays a week. Well, congratulations, pal. Hope all that's working out well for you and as planned. So this is WW1 SGT. Over to you there, Patrick.
Nice to meet your acquaintance. I've heard a lot about you guys down there on that repeater. So nice to meet you. I was talking to John earlier today.
Cabo. K4WCL was on here earlier, Jason.
We've just been missing each other just by a matter of just a few minutes and what have you. So, yeah, he knew I was coming up here. We were going to work a little bit of repeater action on the Pickens, repeater. And he said he gets on this machine a lot, so I figured I'd drop in. And look who shows up, my new buddy, new best buddy Patrick, and my old best buddy Shane.
Up here, there's a lot of good people. Well, used to be. The repeater's gotten quiet lately. Patrick and I both used to be on the road all day long up here, and we kept it busy, and he's doing something different, and I'm not doing that anymore. I'll probably be doing something different here after a while, but anyway, it just got real quiet on this repeater. Yeah, John can't hit this one from his house for some reason, but when he leaves his neighborhood and gets on the road, he can hit it all right. So we usually don't hear him when he's at home. And I can't hear that repeater down there from my house. I'm down behind a hole or down in a hole from that direction. So anyway, I'll turn it back to Patrick here, N4ZLK.
For HKX, yeah, and there's no chance of me hitting it from my location up here. Jason, I live in North Carolina, just across the state line, just outside of Brevard, if you're familiar with the area.
Negative, I'm not that familiar with it. I know I've been up here waterfall chasing a number of times. There's a bunch of them right up around here in Seneca area and what have you. There's a whole string of like 8 or 9 of them. And we may wind up going hitting those tomorrow, but let me put this this PA speaker on the outside so I can hear you while I'm flipping states. Y'all carry on. This is WW1 SGT.
Fort Waterfalls, you can come on up here. We've got over 100 of them in the county, so there's plenty of them up here to look at.
talk him into flipping a couple steaks for us as well?
Ask. I mean, it's a drive, but, I mean, it might be worth it.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you what, I stopped by Harris Meats there in Homer on the way up here. I got 12 ribeyes, I got 8 slabs of baby back ribs, 10 pounds of 90-20 ground beef. Yeah, y'all, come on, I'll give you the address. I'll feed anybody, anybody shows up on this radio, you know, I hadn't watched. WW1-SGT.
That almost be worth the drive down there. That's a lot of meat there, Jason. You must have got a good deal on it.
Say he must have got a deal on it. That or he was expecting a lot of company one.
Well, my philosophy is you never know who's going to show up as hungry. And by God, I ain't going to turn them away. I ain't going to turn them away the same way. It went up a little bit on their price. It used to be about $11 a pound for ribeye. Now it's about $15, which is still $5 lower than grocery store. And it's a much, much better cut of meat. They sell a slab of baby back ribs for about $8 or $9, and they are beefy too. So they're right there in Homer. You get your best deal with cash, because they don't take checks. And they, you know, charge you a little bit more for credit card stuff. But if you want baby back ribs, you got to call ahead of time and pick them up on Thursday is when they come in. And I'm here to tell you what, they got some of the best beer brats on the planet. And I'm German. I know my sausages. And they do a real good job. WW1-SGT.
Next time I'm down that way, I'll have to remember that. But Jason, Shane, I'm going to jump out of here. The wife's coming in. So good to meet you, Jason and Shane. I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4-HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
And hello to Elise. Y'all have a good evening. And 4ZLK.
Good there, Patrick. Pleasure to meet you. Sounds like you've latched on to a pretty good crowd up here that includes Shane, that's for sure. And definitely miss you there, Shane. And these ribeyes are about done. Well, I'm going to take them off and let them baby back ribs cook a little bit longer before we throw them in the oven. So, if you mind to now, it's going to be about probably 2 hours before them baby back ribs go, you know, are ready. But we got plenty, so just let me know. I'll text you the address. You got taters and whatever. Bring a salad if you want it.
But it is good to hear you. I'm glad I caught you on here tonight. And Patrick's a good guy. He's a good friend. He's a good guy up on this repeater up here. So you make his acquaintance. You've made another good contact. We'll talk to you later. Enjoy your weekend, and maybe I'll talk to you another time this weekend. Say hello to John if you get a chance, if you get a hold of him. WW1SGT, Sarge, we'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
Patrick, KO4, HK Patrick, 73 pal, we'll get you farther down the log. November 4, ZLK. Shane, man, it's a great, great surprise and pleasure to catch up with you here, pal. So I'll definitely let Gabo know. In fact, LARC after midnight, I'll let them know made contact up here. So, man, what a great surprise to hear you, pal. So good to hear you, and congratulations again on your retirement, man. I'm so happy for you. I hope you enjoy it to the fullest. It's WW1-SGT. Bye to eat. I'll be clear on your final.
Good to hear you, and thanks again. Yeah, say hello to Richard and Baker for me. I have spoken with him a couple times since I retired. I think I called him and let him know. But, yeah, do say hello to him for me next time you're on the air. We'll talk to you later. Again, nice to hear you. Really good to hear you. I was really happy to hear that call again. WW1-SGT and 4ZLK, clear.